So why do you suppose, I mean, as a society, we seem to maybe be getting a little more careless with everything in general, but these workplace work zone accidents, kind of a tough deal, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, so here's the challenge, right? So we've got folks working for our member companies whose job sites are right next to a highway where people are going by very fast speeds. And, you know, look, I was thinking about this earlier, actually, before our call. We're all frantic, right? We've all got a gazillion things to do and a limited amount of time to do it. And there's an instinct, I think, among a lot of folks that they see those orange barrels, they see a work zone, and they think, oh, here's another delay in my life. And they're just going to try and push a little bit of extra speed because they know they got to get to that daycare center, or they know they've got to get to the next appointment or whatever it might be. But whatever seconds, and we've done the research, even if it's a miles-long highway work zone, if you're going 10 miles per hour above the posted speed limit, you're shaving seconds off your commute. Just think about how much time you're going to lose, not to mention the emotional anguish or the risk of harming yourself, if you actually get in some kind of a crash in that highway work zone. And every year, over 750 people are killed in highway work zone crashes. And we've looked at this. We've surveyed this every year with our members. Most of those people getting killed, most of those people getting injured in those highway work zone crashes aren't the construction workers in the hard hat and the vest. They're the drivers or the passengers in those vehicles. So one of the things that we're really pushing very aggressively is that we need drivers who are going through those work zones to understand, look, I know it's an inconvenience, but take a Zen moment for your day, follow the speed limit, put that darn cell phone away, and just be real careful, because highway work zones are going to have lane changes, they're going to have things that you don't necessarily expect, and this is not the time to be thinking about your shopping list. It's the time to pay attention and make sure you get everyone through that work zone safely, whether it's you, your passengers, or the men and women, the fathers and sons and dads who are working in that work zone.
Absolutely. And getting people to put their cell phones down is a trick all by itself, I think. What you said about the highway work zones, obviously, is I take the Kansas Turnpike a part of my trip up to work each morning, and I'm here, you know, I'm on the road before dark, before the sun comes up, so it's dark, and there's a little construction area just prior to the exit that I take, and they divert one lane over into the other, and you're alerted, you know, a mile and a half, 2 miles back, that there's going to be a lane closure up here. And I counted three vehicles this morning after we had passed those signs that tried to get in front of me and another vehicle. I don't know whether they think this is NASCAR and they're trying to. I don't know what the deal is, but why? I guess I'm intrigued with the thought process behind this. I mean, I can't figure that out, because, like you said, it's a danger not only to the workers, but to the drivers. I guess I just don't understand that whole thought process.
Well, you know, I something else that we've been doing a lot of thinking about. There's something about being in your car and being a little bit socially removed from the workers that you're going to interact with, right? You wouldn't walk into your grocery store and swing your bag at an employer or one of the sort of the cash register person. You wouldn't drive your cart deliberately into someone restocking the shelves, because you're a normal human being and you're going to be courteous and respectful to the people around you. But there's something about being in that vehicle, and I think we're all guilty of it. This is not, I'm not judging, that actually removes you a little bit from grasping the fact that you are interacting next to people who are working right there. But we all need to remember that vehicle not only doesn't actually separate you from the people who are working there, but makes you far more dangerous when you pass by them. And just as you wouldn't swing your cart into someone's stock in a grocery shelf, just be really careful with that thousands of pounds of metal you're hurtling down the highway when there's a man or a woman working next to you just trying to earn a living. Like, none of us should have to be put in harm's way to make a living. That's something that's a fundamental right, I think, that we all appreciate, working in civilian jobs in the United States. And I appreciate the sort of the mental dissonance of being in that vehicle, but we all just need to take an extra second and realize that we are driving through someone's office space. I have the luxury of not having a vehicle pass by my cube, you know, at 60 miles per hour, but not everyone does, and we just have to be a little extra careful And trust me, you're still going to make that appointment, and you're still going to get all the things that you need to get done on your grocery list, on your to-do list, on your honey-do list, whatever it may be, completed, even if you go the posted speed limit in a highway work zone and pay attention. And who knows, maybe actually that moment of zen will put you in a better frame of mind for the rest of the day.
Right, absolutely. My dad one time, when I was a little boy, we were going somewhere and we were late, and my dad was hurrying a little bit. And my mother encouraged him to slow down by saying, "I would much rather be the tardy Mrs. Meade than the late Mrs. Meade." So
that's exactly right. And again, going back to the data that we collect from our members each year, the main reason that people should be slowing down in highway work zones is because they're more likely to get hurt or killed in a work zone crash than even our construction workers. You know, the data we pulled from last year, a little over half of our highway contractors have cars crash into their work zones every year. Of those, 48% of the people getting injured in those crashes are 48% of the time drivers and passengers are getting hurt in those crashes, and 24% of the time drivers or passengers are getting killed. That's far higher than the rate that workers are getting injured or killed in those crashes. Construction workers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Wow. And this is a work zone accident awareness week. I mean, I'm sure the exact terminology on that, but did I come close?
That's right. It's National Work Zone Awareness Week, and this is a week where we ask drivers to, every week they should do this, but this is a week where we just want to put a little special emphasis on, hey, pay attention to those orange cones. Be careful, save yourself the injury, the harm, and obviously save the men and women who work on and repairing our highways from getting injured or killed.
Sounds like a good place to stop it right there.